time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. Sam again. Last time I discussed physical therapy and moving more. I hope you have found small ways to incorporate more movement into your days. Another aspect of physical therapy is education. Not only education for myself, but also for my patients. With schools starting up and a lot of schools doing more online learning, I wanted to talk about some tips and tricks for everyone. Back at USC, I was fortunate enough to help translate musculoskeletal and analytical anatomy classes from in-person content to our hybrid forum, essentially helping to make the content online versions of the in-person classes. Now, USC was ahead of the curve in the sense that they created this hybrid curriculum 4 years ago and have been successful in translating all their content to online versions. So let me just say, for all the educators out there, you're doing an awesome job. And all students and parents of students, great job on adapting and transitioning to this new way of learning. All of you deserve appreciation and credit for making this the best experience that you can. Now, some tips and tricks I learned from my experiences and from friends and family who have done homeschooling before. First, and what always seems to be so important, communication. Having open, honest dialogue between all involved parties is vital. Now, small caveat to that, parents and students, please remember that all the educators and administrators are doing their best to get their information to you as soon as they have it available. So please, be patient and understanding when there seems to be a lack of communication. Now, once you have that information and something doesn't make sense, then please don't hesitate to open up that dialogue with the educator. Second, and no less important for a smooth transition, is flexibility. There are going to be road bumps in the road. The internet is going to go down, or there's going to be a power outage, or you forget how to sign in to your learning platform. Anticipate a learning curve for everyone, and please just be flexible with timing and all the moving components needed for online learning. These last little tips are just from observing and figuring out on my own. One, always get dressed for the day. It seems like such a little thing, but can make your day successful. Try to maintain a morning routine as if you or your child is going to school, so that when classes transition back, your child is already in the routine of getting ready in the morning. Two, when an online session is completed, stand up and move around as if you're walking from one class to another or going to recess. Third, try sitting in different locations. Do a morning session at the kitchen table, mid-morning session outside, and then finish your day in an office or bedroom. That keeps the mind fresh and a little bit more engaged. And last but not least, write things down on a piece of paper. The physical act of writing something down has proven to help with retaining information. It's easy to type these notes out, but when it comes to retaining information, writing is the best policy. And that's it. Happy learning, and hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.